cook up the moisture. I will also vimya the tamir ayin akoyin. So the pasuk tells me that when it's giving me the list of all the inyanim of the Mishkan, it says kudei Mishkan Mishkan Eidus, asher pukar al pi Moshe, or betzalben uibin chol matyuda, also is called tziva shemes Moshe. So the pasuk itself is very strange. I mean, everything the pasuk wants to tell me what was done by was done for the Mishkan, but Salah was the one that built the Mishkan. The fact that it says, these are the things that Kishpah told Moshe to do, and these are the things that Saul did Alpi, Moshe calls Shetziv Hashem as Moshe. The Chur, the Pekuda to Moshe is not different than any other mitzvah. And if he's getting credit over here for the, if Bezalel gets the credit for the Binyan, which he was the Bainer, so stop at that. I mean, the fact is that the Pasuk splits it in here. These are the Tzivuim of the Mishkan, or that Moshe was mitzvah, that's one. And then the second thing is that Tzal is the one who did everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Tzavas Moshe. Try to understand what the chiluk over here is, what the chiluk edvarim between the two in Yanim. Secondly, you also find the in the Mishkan, the Binyan HaMishkan itself, there was two stages. There was the Asiyas HaKelim, and that belonged to Bezalel, and Bezalel had the Chachmas on. And then you had the Hamodas HaMishkan. And so on. And it says, Chazal say that Moshe did it himself. It was behechlet of pe'ula of Moshe Levad. Moshe was the making of the Mishkan, and Rashi brings, there was a whole asik over here, if Eichef Shaka Mosai al Yedei Adam, Amle Asoika Tabi Yedecha, Nirek Mikimoi, Buniskav Mikomelo. You make believe that you're putting it up, and it'll stand up by itself. Rashi brings a tanchuma. I mean, so what's the point of it? The other things that it says, the menorah that it was huksha, that seems to be kilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him a model, or it was supposed to have been either Moshe should have done it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it. Here it's mashma, it was like a game. I mean, if Moshe says he can't do it, so let HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it, let it be benes. But it says, "Amalei asoik ata biyadecha." You keep doing what's supposed to do. Nira kimikima. It'll look like you're putting it up. V'niska v'kom ve'ilav, and it'll stand up by itself. Mechetesed to be mitzave on a ma'ase bnia, and he won't do it. And it looks like Moshe doesn't. What's the whole side of it? And bechlal, the fact that putting together the Mishkan is a new pe'ula besides the building of it. If Bezalel was the one who could build it and knew how to do all the intricate kelim, look, we're putting it together should also be something that he could do, should do, and so on. The Rashi brings over here that there was supposed to, he brings the machloikas between Bezalel and Moshe, where they're supposed to make the Kalim first and the Mishkan first. So Bezalel told Moshe Rabbeinu the mashal that a person, when he has a house, he first builds the house, then he puts the Kalim in, and Moshe said, Bezalel kela Yisa, you're right. So it comes out, kilu Moshe got it wrong, and Bezalel got it right. L'chur, that's a steer to our understanding of Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah's emes. It's aspeklaya meira. We have one or two places where it says nishkach halacha. Nishkach halacha is beseder, but that he said halacha wrong is something l'chur that's beseder to it. So the Gaon says in Chiddush HaGadol that chas v'shalom, but there were two stages. The tzivui to Moshe was the way Moshe said it. The asiya was the way Bezalel said it. It was supposed to be taka two halves. There was supposed to be a ma'ase of tzivui, and there was supposed to be an asiya, and they're different. The tzivui taka is kalim first, and then the bias, and the asiya is the bias and the kalim. Like, and the guy gives a mashal. I mean, he elaborates a little bit. He says it's like a choisem and a choisemes, but the vital. Let's understand it. Try to understand what it means that that's the way it's supposed to be given. You know, it's the tzivui, which is kimat re-establishing the point that we said before, that there's a tzivui and there's the asiyah. Those are two halves of it. There's a chazal over here that speaks about the chelek of the atzei shitim. So chazal say that everything in the Mishkan was supposed to be the same as was supposed to be the same here as in el yoinim, there's in tachtoinim. L'moshel, It says there's a rofa lamala, there's a rofa lamata, there's ksiv habeada rofa yishpait, and it says Moshe Nigash ala rofa. Lamala it says boni beis zvulacha, lamala it says reim zvul kachecha. In other words, every term that you find describing a Kadosh Baruch Hu's rekiyim and shemayim and so on, you find it lamata also. So adkan, it's a reasonable comparison. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Elyonim is called Zvul, Beis HaMikdash is called Zvul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Elyonim is called Arafel, like says Moshe Nigash al Arafel, and Shlomo said Hashem HaMalishkem Barafel. Those are fairly, they correlate one-on-one, the Lamata and the Lamala. Then it says Lamala, it says Srofim Oim Dimimal Loi, that Srofim stand around HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lamata Atzei Shitim Oim Dim. It says Lamata is Atzei Shitim Oim Dim. So the Atzei Shitim Oim Dim is connected to Srofim Oim Dim Imal Loi. I mean, of all the Inyanim in the Mishkan, the Atzei Shitim Oim Dim, male the Kruvim, or Kruvim, they connected Kruvim, it says it right over here. I mean, the Atzei Shitim Oim Dim is it's almost a chitzonis of the bias. That's connected to Srofim Oim Dim, just happens the word Oim Dim to being similar. It needs a something of a hesba. Also, the in the halach of Atzei Shitim Oim Dim, so two halachas in Hilchis, Binyan Mishkan, and in Asiyas Mitzvahs, we learn two halachas. One halacha is that anytime you take a mitzvah, you're supposed to do it kederach gedilasei. In other words, the law of an asik is supposed to kederach gedilasei, shayfes kederach havarasei. So here also, Atzei Shitim Oim Dim means you take it the way they have to stand the way they grow. The second halacha is that the tzipui on them had to be nailed in. They couldn't make one big sheet of tzipui in around it, but rather nail pieces of tzipui onto the Atzei Shitim, which of course is the hefech of the normal mahalach, but derech klal, as much, they tried as hard as possible to make everything miksha achas. The menorah was miksha achas, the aroin, the aron was, the zov was one piece, and the eight in it was one piece, and the zov. It's much nicer, much more mechubedik when you have a piece that's one unit. And Chazal say, what's the reason why it should be nailed in? So it says because it has to be nismach al yedei the Atzei Shitim. In other words, the Atzei Shitim are what keeps it standing. If it was a whole chunk by itself, if it was a whole slice of metal, it would stand by itself. The fact that its piece is nailed on means it's samach onto the Atzei Shitim. So I like to expand those two. I like to explain the teichin of those two halachas. One more inyan in this inyan over here. The Chazal dash one more thing in Atzei Shitim Oim Dim. The Gemara dash, the Gemara Sukkah, that I would think that it says Atzei Shitim Oim Dim. I would think Ovat Siguyam, Sikuyam, Ovat Sivram, that Klal Yisrael's hope is gone, that the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed forever and ever. So it says Atzei Shitim Oim Dim. Oim Dim La'olam Olmei Olamim. The Lashon in Chazal say that the seid of the kiyum of Netzach in the Mishkan is in the Atzei Shitim. L'chur, if we ask us, how do you know that the Mishkan is the Netzach Mitzachim? We'll say that the seid is because the Oren is Ganus, and therefore the Oren lasts forever, because it was Nignas, and it's going to come back, so b'meil everything else will come back. The fact that Atzei Shitim is the place where it says, Oimdim, Oimdim la'olam. In the Atzei Shitim Oim Dim, you have the side of the kiyum lenetzach of the Atzei Shitim, of the whole Mishkan, and Klal Yisrael also. I'd like to understand that the Ovat Zikuyum of Botel Sivram of Klal Yisrael is mufrach from the fact that Atzei Shitim Oim Dim. Okay, let's start with the Gemara. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in the Seder of Yetziras Adam, so it says Shteim Esrei Shos B'Yoyim. There are 12 hours in a day, and it goes through in the Yetzirah of Adam every single step of the way what was created, what hour. It says the fourth hour was Nizr Kabay Nisham. The third hour he was Tzor Gufay. You know, it says first he was Tzor Afra, he made a mount of earth. The next hour it says he cut out a Tzor of a Guf. Then it says the fourth hour it was. The fourth hour it says Nizrika by Neshama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a Neshama to Adam. Then, and the fifth hour, it says, Kom al raglov, he stood up on his feet. And the sixth hour, Kora Shemus for the Balachayim, and then Chava and the rest of it. So the Pa'ula of Nizika by Neshama is a Pa'ula that's the Etzem Brias Adam. That Adam was Nizika by Neshama, that's the Pa'ula of, that is Adam. The Kriya Shemus is the first thing that Adam Arishan did in the Bria was Kriya Shemus, and that was his shultan on the Bria. That we understand is the Choshev and Mais of his. Kom al Raglov, besides, I mean, you could have said he started breathing, could have said he opened his eyes, he could have said he spoke. I mean, all of those are Nyanin that we saw with Mais Adam. Kom al Raglov is very nice, but I mean, what's the Metzius? I mean, dusted himself off and stood up. And Faket, that's the only Pu'ula of Adam that we find. Nizuka by Neshama is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, and Korah Shemus is what Adam did, and that was his Pu'ula already, a shult in the world. And when we're talking about Tzuras Adam, the Kom al Raglov is the Tzuras Adam. What's the Kom al Raglov? What's the Tzuras Adam of Kom al Raglov? The emes in the koymas Adam, I mean the chochme ateva today, are puzzled by koymas Adam because it's hefach what is a stable type of metzias. The stable metzias is when you have something that lays flat, and that's why a bal chayim that is basically flat is has a horizontal tzura is very stable. Because that's the and you put less strain on the body, the chulu. That's a sound biological mahalach of a bal chayim is flat like all bal chayim. The fact that the kremes adam is bezkifa is because there is something else being maimit, just like it says l'moshe by Yaakov Avinu by Yisrael Raglo. So Rashi says, when a person has a psura teva, his raglayim become kal. The tsuras adam is that the ruach in the person it pulls the person upwards, hefach the pull of teva. The pull of his guf, the natural pull of his guf, is to lay flat, and that's the tsura of offer. Offer always looks to be nitzbar, to become a mound. That's the mitzvah of offer. If Tzuras Adam is standing, because Vatisaeni Ruach, the Ruach pulls up the person, just like a person works hard when he wants to do something, when his Ratzon wants to do something, the person overworks his guf, he works with more koyches than he has. The same thing, the Etzem Tzuras Adam, the Etzem Amid of Kremas Adam is that it stands up because of the Shulton of the Chiyus in the Adam. The metzias of kremes skufa is always used in Chazal for cheres and so on, because when a person has a metzias atzmis of ruach, that's when you have a kremes skufa of adam. So the act of kima, the act of amida, is a maisa where the person himself is where the ruach takes effect on the guf. That's kima. So b'meila the pulas adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu transplanted a neshama to the guf of Adam. How do you see if the neshama took hold in the Adam? How do you see if the transplant was accepted by the guf? By its amid al raglov. The fact is, all of a sudden, the guf stretches out, and there's another koyach pulling upwards on the person. There's a Gemara that says, in Ksubis actually, the Gemara says that every activity a person does, whether yeshiva, amida, or halicha is a strain on the person. And that's why a person should always be mishalish. A person should mix pitches. He should do some of the things by amida, some things by yeshiva, some by halicha. It says, yeshiva is kosher l'tachtonius. If a person sits too long, then it puts too much weight on the guf. Tachtonius is something where a kovet guf affects, translated as hemorrhoids, it affects the it's the kovet guf affects the lower chelik of the guf. And b'meila, it's a type of a type of machla that comes when too much guf is centered on too much guf. Amida says kosher lelev. Amida is hard on the heart, because what gives the person the koyach amida, it's the heart versus the guf. The koyach guf is in the heart as opposed to the guf, and too much amida, a person can't do that. So you see that the chilek of the chilek in the Tzuras Adam for yeshiva and a fila certainly is the chilek that's the gufnius chilek. The chilek where the koyach achius in the person is expresses itself in the person is through amida. The Chazal say kilachot tichra kol berach ze yom amisa. Misa is characterized by nefila. As soon as a person stops living, so he collapses, because the air went out. The natural metzias of the offer mitzvah, the offer is a tzvira and an amount. The metzias of the ruach allows it to stand. So the whole amida of a person, the whole koyach amida of a person, is the ruach that's inherent in the person. It's the koyach achius that's from al-yoinim. It's in the person, and that's where it's standing. The Mishkan itself was a tzuras oilam, and it was a tzuras adam. Specifically, and we once went through the Malbim with all the different halakim. It's not that it's way before the Malbim. It's the all the kadmonim they pointed out that the Ramon Teres Oila, way before it's in the Sfarim, that the tzura of the Mishkan and the Chotzer and the Kalim, everything is a zelum aser to tzuras adam, which is a zelum aser to the tzura of the oilam. So when you built the Mishkan, you needed two stages. You needed to build. You needed to take the offer and to beat Tsar Atzuras Adam from the offer. In other words, you had to make physical kalim that would become the kli kibul for Ruchnius. But you needed also the vayipach be'apov. You needed in that mitzias a vayipach be'apov that would put in the kaviyochel, the same act that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did vayipach pe'apov and gave it a ruach of chiyus. You needed the same thing in the Mishkan. Betzalel was the one who gave, who was the uman that was tsar with his yadayim, the kelim. And that's keneged, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was tsar the offer Adam, He made a tzura out of offer that would become a kli for Ashura. That was Betzalel. Moshe Rabbeinu put in the koyach of kima, put in the koyach of amida into the Mishkan, and that koyach is the zelumas. That's keilu the koyach of the vayipach ba'apov. He gave it the koyach to stand up is reflected in the vayipach ba'apov. Something which stands is not. Its metzias is not the teva of the choymer, because the teva of choymer is nefila, is shchiva. It's the teva of the ruach in the choymer. That's the metzias of it. B'meila, there were two chalakim in binyan mishkan. One was Moshe and one was Betzalel. It also went like that into making it. First you had the tzivui to Moshe, and that the pasuk says is the pkudeh that Akash Baruch Hu's metzave Moshe, because that's really. That's the kilu, the ruach or the neshama, and it comes beforehand, because the tachlis of the guf is for neshama. When I make a kli kibul for something, think about it a second. If I say I need a bowl to hold the apples, so I order a bowl that will be right size to hold apples. So the apples b'machshava come before the bowl. I can't build a kli for something that I don't know what it's going to be for. So I have the tachlis already in my mind, and I say I'll need it such and such a size. It should be makabel apples. It should be makabel zesim, and then I make a kli for that, and then I put the zesim in afterwards. So the chelik of the neshama is in two stages. In the planning, it comes first, because the neshama is what am I going to make a guf for? I need a guf that's a kli kibul for what? I mean, how to make a kli kibul? I don't know what I'll be makabel. So the kudei that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzava Moshe was first, and then Betzalel had the koyach of being mitzarev to, is the koyach of making the oilam of choymer into a kli kibul for that. That was the second stage, And then the kima was Moshe Rabbeinu's maisa, where he had to put in the Ruach Haim, so to speak, into it. That was the amida and the kima of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the pshat that Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, make believe that you're doing it, and it will be done by itself. Yes, what does that mean? It's a modern hechatimtze. The Teretz is the whole mitzias of this koyach of kima in a person is hefech ateva. You take a person, for instance, who has tremendous koyches. He's physically strong, big, and he does very little. Why? The Teretz is because there's no Ruach Chaim in the person. Doesn't have enough chiyus, doesn't have enough drive, doesn't have enough koyach chiyus in the person. There's not enough zekifa. There's too much shchiva, not enough zekifa and amida. On the other hand, you take a person that kimat, frail, old, weak, and he does tremendous things, because you say there's a tremendous ruach in the person. A prin of ora noises noisa. The ruach in the person carries the person. So we look at it that the amida is the result of the maisa. The reason why I live and talk and do and so on and so forth is because the guf is there, and the guf has a neshama, which is a tool of it, which works and does and so on and so forth. The emes is, it's the other way around. The koyach of chiyus in the person is what holds the guf together. It's what gives the whole koyma. When I look at the koyma's Adam, I say he's tall, strong, healthy. That's why he's standing so strong, so tall and straight. And that's why he has so much energy. It's the other way around. It's because he has so much energy, that's why he is standing tall and straight. It's the koyach achiyos in the person. So nira kimei kimoi, and it's making me atzmoi, that is taka the right surah of kima. That's taka the mitzvahs of kima. It's nira keilu, it's being done. It's as if the krushim are coming together to stand up, and the truth is, it's the standing up that's holding the krushim upright. It's the koyach of amida, it's the koyach of kima that is holding them up letting it stand. So the tzura of kima, the mishkan, that was the right way to do it. It was supposed to be a tzura of kima where there would be it would be nira kiloy seyu. It has to go hand in hand with the krushim. But lemaisa, it's the ruach. It stands by itself because the koyach amida is what keeps the krushim up. It's the urn is noisa, it's noisa, and not the other way around. The halachas, those are the halachas that you learn from Asay Shita Oimdim. The two halachas. Derech Giduloi is the same halacha. Derech Giduloi is also one of the ployim of the Bria. Inanimate things tend to fall down. They tend to droop downwards. If a tree were following the koyach of gravity on Chaymer, everything would go downwards, would grow downwards. The branches would grow downwards, the trunk would go, everything would bend over. The minimal amount of chiyus that a tree has pushes everything away from gravity. It pushes everything upright. The derech giduloi is the koyach amida in the tzemeach. That it's there's the minimal, it's the first, it's tzemicha, a tzemeach, is the first type of chiyus in the bria. And already in that chiyus, you see the oimdim of chiyus. You see that it chaymer is governed only by gravity, and everything just falls down to the easiest place for it to go to, and the lowest place, and as flat out as possible. That's the natural tzur of any chaymer. And in tzmicha, you see it's going in the opposite direction, because there's a koyach chiyus that's pushing it upwards. So one din that you learn from Atzishito Oimdim is Derech Giduloi, because that's the side of the Derech Giduloi is the Amida that's in all Koyach HaTzmicha and the Bria. Second thing is that there's a halacha that they had to hammer on the Tzipui, and we asked Lamaitz, it's the opposite than the other in Yonim the Mishkan, because Faket, the Maila of the Atzishitim was that they had the Koyach Amida in them. They were maimed everything else. So b'meila, if you have a tzipui that stands in its own right, it's a sheet of kappa that it could stand in its own right. So then it would be lacking in the koyach maimed of the Atzishitim. The fact that it's a maimed is the fact that that's the maimed of everything else tells me that the Koyach HaMida lies in there. The Chazal say that Atzishitim Oimdim is a zel zeh to srofim oimdim imaloi. What is the koyach of srofim oimdim imaloi? There's a zelum aser of, and we asked, it's a modna. The anhaga, there's a shaila in the girsus in davening srofim veifanim chayis hakodesh veifanim srofim. There's a difference between the two merkavas of Yeshaya Yecheskel. The pasuk srofim oimdim imaloi is a pasuk in Yeshayahu. And that is when Klal Yisrael was Bad Musam and they were still on a higher darga. Yecheskel was already in the lower darga after Yisrael Mishra's Chorim. And the Masbir that the Srofim Oimdim Imaloi, Srofim are the highest darga Malachim at that time. And whereas Chayos and Oifanim are the Chayos and Oifanim are Koyches in the Bria where Hanhog goes into the Teva, the Chiyos is what goes into the Oifanim and Galgalim, and it moves the Teva. The Surafim are the Oifin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Hanhoges that are Me'al L'derech HaTeva completely, and not Kosher all to Teva. In other words, when you have a Chibur, when you have a Chibur between Ruach and Guf, you have this Chakira, which is which. When a person sees the motor, when a person sees a person who's illiterate and a person doesn't know anything and he sees a piston with a wheel moving, he's not sure if the wheel is moving and pushing the piston or vice versa. Which one, does the wheel move by itself and pushes the motor or vice versa? So the only way to determine it is when you have a gilui of the ruach on its own. When you have the gilui of that which is moving the engine that stands by itself, we realize that if there's chaima that's moving, it's being moved by something else. So the serafim are the bria that is megala, that the world, that the oren is noisa is noisa. It's megala that the atzishimtim oimdim is not because Moshe put them up and they stand, but it's because they stand that Moshe Rabbeinu is able to put them up. That's what the gilui is. That bria is called serafim. The Gemara says, The Gemara says that one of the tchunas of Eish is it's miktav ketufei by an avuka. It keeps jumping upwards. And the Zohar says it's because the Eish is always striving to go higher because its sheirish is alyonim, not tachtonim. And the mele, its metzias is always, its sheyef, it goes the opposite of gravity because it's sheyef alyonim. That's the tzur of Eish. So the pshat is srofim is the gilui. Srofim are called malachim of Eish because they're the gilui that the koyach hameniya and the bria, the koyach achiyas and the bria, is not the result of the chayma, but faket. It's because there's a koyach that its gravity is al yoinim, its meshich is to al yoinim, and b'meila it exerts a pulling force on that which is b'tachtoinim to go upwards al yoinim. That's the pshat nesrofim oimdim imal loy. That's kineged the atzishitim oimdim. When a person looks at himself and tries to understand, every person has his limitations. Every person has his obstacles. Every person has his shortcomings. And if a person takes stock and he says to himself that, yeah, this is what I'm capable of doing, kefi my koiches. It's correct, but in a deep sense it's not correct, because the person doesn't understand what Suras Adam is. In Suras Adam, the koyach achiyus of Adam is not the result of the guf. It's faket. Whatever pu'ula there's in the guf, whatever koyach guf is guf, is because something is pulling it hefach is tivin. Not, and let's just make it clear, push it for the lemaisa part of it. I don't mean to say that a person should push himself beyond endurance, because that he shouldn't. What I'm saying is that if the person were to have a greater drive, ambition, cheshek, rotzen, then his endurance would be much further. the gvulus, the Gemara Megillah says the Rav came to the place and they brought him out 60 desserts and he ate it all. And one shot is kafe aniv leyade, that a poor person is hungry, doesn't know about it. So that means the person didn't know what his kaychas were, what he. But there's a different inami ravcha lepsumi ika. The stomach enlarges itself to make room for something sweet, meaning the tshuka and cheshik is what gives the body its limitations. So if a person has real limitations, to push himself simply to push limitations is nourish, because a cold mind you're working with a guf, and the thing that you're working with is guf niyistik, then the pshat is those are the limitations. In as much as a person infuses more ruach, more nefesh into it, then the koyach hamida it becomes larger. Then the pshat is the person is bringing more chiyus into himself. If a person gets more chiyus, whether it's because of geshmak, whether it's because of rotzen, whether it's because of sheifa, all of those inyanim where a person infuses himself with more ruach, then his whole metzias changes. Because the koyach of in the bria is the atzei shita oimdim, is that there's everything that's chaim in the bria stands bechalal only because there's ruach in it, and kifid the erech of the ruach and kifid the erech of the chiyus, that's how much the chaim ishtalzach zu. That's the reason why the seid of the nitzchiyus of the mishkan doesn't lie in the aron dafka. In other words, the Aron was Nignas Taka, and the Aron is around forever, and Vamis it's in a kudo that you'll build the Mishkan around. But mitzad the Inyan of Aron as being one of the Kalim, then it's just it's Chaymer. It's the Mokum upon which, it's the Sheirish of Kalim. Just like the Etzim Luz in a person. In a person it says, where does Chias HaMesim come from? So one Chazal says, one Gemara says, there's the Luz. And then it says Tal Shel Torah Mechayehu. Everyone understands that's not a stira. You need something left over from the Kalim, a Kaisa Maravi, an Evan Pina. You need something left over to rebuild around that. And that's Taka, the Luz in the person, and that's the Aron in the Mishkan. But the Shaila is, if the Mishkan is because of the Eitzim Vavonim, then Batal Sikuyam, Avat Sivram, Batal Sikuyam, then Fakat, it's Batal. But if the Koyach Amida is really the Mishkan, and the Kalim were just Hechetimtzis for its Ashra, then just like the Koyach Amida is not Batal, so too, you can't be Mevatal Koyach Amida, because the Amida is Nitzchias. It needs a Guf to be Chalan. But its mitzvah itself doesn't become bottled. A person has to understand what will make, as long as a person works on his kalim, this is time for this, time for that, he can do that, and that. Those are all in yanim that they become bottled at some point. The person doesn't have time, the person doesn't have the capabilities, he doesn't have the environment, he has tirchis, whatever it is. When a person carved out his ruchnius, mikoyach the kalim that he has or that he has at a particular time, whatever it is, then there are limitations. Then that's what it is. The person can't do more, and rightfully so, because those are the kalim, and that becomes bottle. And on that taka, there's chal avat sivra, bottle sikuyam. There is no hemshach for that. If a person understands that once the mishkan is done, but faket. The kimas hamishkan, the atzishita oimdim, is the tzura of is the teich of the mishkan. That the koyach hamidan, it's a koyach hamidan that needs atzishitim to express itself. But it's not the atzishitim when they stand up, they produce amida. It's amida it stands up the atzishitim. That's what Rashi says over here. Well, if a person says it in himself, that what he is not what he is, but how much koyach rotzen, how much koyach tshuka, how much koyach sheifa he has, then first of all, the person realizes that there is no gvulis. The person is gvulis only his ratzon and his tshuka, not his limitations around him. And on that type of binyan, if a person builds himself that way, on that it says, yochol, that it's bottle sikuyam of a sivan bottle sikuyam, tamloima atishitim oimdim, the oimdim lenetzach netzachim al milam. Chams.